Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A sower went out to sow, but employee of the month he is not. That's costly seed he's throwing. Handful after handful he scatters to the wind. What's he thinking? Look at all that precious seed wasted on the path. Free lunch for the birds. There goes another handful, just bouncing off of rocks. Oh, don't look now. He's tossing handfuls into the weed patches. Is he blind? Has he lost it? Is he the worst sower that poor farmer ever hired? Or is he the express image of the invisible God? The one sower who sows divine grace and mercy every bit as reckless as our Heavenly Father demands. A God of reckless grace, reckless mercy, holy absolution, thrown like so much seed, to land on path and rock and weed, good soil and bad, regardless if the cost be great, regardless if the harvest be great or small, God's sower goes out to sow. Reckless, he sows his seed upon the family of Adam, even as it falls on the dead path that is Cain's unbelieving heart. Handful after handful, he heaps upon the rock-hard hearts of an entire world, though it only takes root in Noah and seven others. He sows in Nineveh, hurls his costly seed into the ancient world's Los Angeles, and amidst the weeds, countless seedlings poke through the soil. The history of the world is the story of his sowing. He scatters his seed in places that make Sodom look like a nice place to build a summer home. He sows his seed grains of mercy into hearts as hospitable as hell. Into back alleys and brothels, corporate offices and fertility temples, into crack houses and prisons, frontline trenches and fraternity houses, the sower sows his costly seed. Yes, even to have it fall wasted on roads and rocks and weeds. Oh, what of that? Oh, what of that? For one by one, the seed grains of his holy gospel fall, and some take root in the Abels and Noahs, the Jonas and the Ninevites, the Lots and the Rahabs, the Sauls who become Pauls, and the soldiers at the cross who now confess, truly this man was the very Son of God. Oh yes, and there's that one specific sinner named you, and that one specific sinner named me. We too have this sower and him alone to thank, for he has scattered the seeds of God's reckless love into the soil of our cold, dead hearts. And some of those seeds have taken root. By miracle and grace, as barrenness springs to life and dead soil yields good fruit. Yes, a sower went out to sow. The Son of God came down from heaven, hurling his seed grains of grace and mercy until his living words landed right onto the little patch of soil that is you. And where would you be without this gracious sowing of the Son of Man? Even good soil can't grow a thing on its own. There must be a seed if there is to be life. Even a good man can't believe on his own. There must be a word if there is to be life. Faith comes by hearing. Seedlings come from seeds. And where would you be if the sower had not sown the seed of his gospel into you? Is there any seed more priceless than that word of his that declares your sins forgiven, your guilt removed, your life, your purpose, your person restored? Is there any seed more valuable than that word of his that has rescued you from an eternity in a very real place called hell? Is there any seed more costly than that word of the cross? The very Son of God is crucified and risen for you. It's no wonder then that you treasure every priceless seed that falls from his gracious hand and hang upon his every word as if your very faith, your very life, your very eternity depended upon it. Because they do. For without his word, faith dies. Not just the Bible, but the word preached, the word taught, the word prayed, the word sacramented to you and for you. You owe everything to the sower and the seed that is his word. It's not surprising, then, that you've never nodded off during a sermon or checked your watch in disgust. After all, it's nothing less than the preaching of the sower's priceless seed. Who could let a single word miss their ears or minds only to become food for demons or birds? I'll tell you who. Only the greatest of all ingrates. No, you know all too well that your faith, your life, your eternity depend upon the seed grain that falls from the hand of Christ. And so you receive his every word with joy, the rebuke of your sins, the call for you to change your life, for you to forgive. You'd sooner quit your job altogether than break a single one of God's commands. You'd rather forgive any sin against you than allow distance to stay in your marriage. You'd prefer to lose a family member or friend than soften on a single doctrine. Neither trouble nor persecution of any kind would make you stumble, nor would you ever let the sun scorch out a single one of your Lord's precious words. After all, where would you be without the sower's seed? Jail? The grave? Or just sleeping at the Church of St. Mattress? Maybe at your child's sporting event like the rest of the pagans? Or just quietly living the good life, happily on your way to a hell that you don't think exists? No, you know that the sower's precious word is the only reason why you believe and why you continue to believe. His faith-creating, life-sustaining word is the only reason, and it's the only reason why you're here. And that's why you never let anything keep you from hearing God's word whenever it's preached. Far be it from you to let the cares of this world or the deceitfulness of riches choke out a Sunday morning. Far be it from you to let to-do lists and plans make your hearing of Jesus' word unfruitful. Only a shallow person with no root in himself could act like that. No, you've never let a sermon fall on cold, dead ears, never skipped a Sunday school class, or prayed that a prayer would just come to an end. You've never thought, oh no, today's a baptism, service is going to be long. You've never slept with your eyes open during absolution, nor received Holy Communion without letting Christ's words sink deeply in. And I know that, because what kind of person could have a heart so thorny and weedy, so rocky and shallow, so dry and trampled, as to let a single one of Christ's words fall on dead, indifferent ears? Such a person could never boast of being good soil. And that's certainly true. So repent. And you'll find me right beside, repenting with you. Thanks be to God that it is also true that Jesus' parable today isn't so much about the soil as it is about the sower and his seed. Thanks be to God that Jesus' parable isn't so much about you or me than it is about our Savior and his gospel ways. Reckless, he casts his seed of mercy over your thorns and thistles, over your rock and gravel, over your deadness and asphalt. Handful after handful he throws, knowing full well that some of it will be snatched away by Satan, or burnt out of you by the world, or choked out of you by your own sinful desires. And still, he sows. Why? Because your sower is good and gracious and merciful toward you. That's who he is, slow to anger, quick to forgive. So let this parable of his boundless and reckless grace sink all the way in. He sows, and he sows, and he sows some more until the costly seed of God's grace and mercy take root in you. He does it all so that you might believe in him, for he is your Savior. His eternal love, proven in this, that he went for you to the greatest of all costs, giving himself up on the cross. Follow the gospel back to its source. Follow the falling seeds back to the sower's hands, and you will see the marks of his love. The seeds of divine grace and divine mercy flow from his nail-pierced hands, marks that he still bears in his resurrected flesh, still bears to this very day, reminding him, reminding God, reminding you that it is finished. And what of that priceless and costly seed he sows? Costly seed it is. For every seed that falls from the sower's hand is seed that was purchased with the gold and silver of his own innocent blood. And every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is a word that was purchased for you when the Son of God hung from His cross. How costly is the preaching of His gospel, and yet He has scattered it boundlessly and recklessly upon you. Let the word of Holy Scripture be to you as if it were penned in the very ink of Jesus' blood. Let the seed grains of His mercy be to you as if each one were a drop of His holy blood. If a single word of God can fall into this wicked human heart and make faith, then a single word of God can fall on bad soil and make it good. This is no ordinary seed, no ordinary word, and certainly no ordinary sower. The history of the world is the story of His sowing. The sower sows his seed over the spans of the millennia, over the century and the decade, over the week, and yes, even over this very day. It is His seed that gives life in you. Not a seed rising from the soil, but your body rising from the soil of your grave. It's His seed that bears fruit in you. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. It is your Savior who casts the seeds of God's love and forgiveness to you. He who has ears, let him hear. Amen.